With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Both sides, Israel and Hamas, confirm a deal is close at hand for a temporary pause in the Gaza fighting, allowing for the release of some hostages being held by Hamas. The National Security Council's John Kirby welcoming the news.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done.
Meantime, the latest fighting is in northern Gaza near a hospital as well as a large refugee camp. The housing market continues to struggle. U.S. home sales jumped in October to their slowest pace in more than 13 years. Surging mortgage rates, along with rising prices, keeping many prospective buyers on the sidelines. Also at SRNNews.com, he calls it the radical left, and Senator Ted Cruz says it has hijacked every major American institution, detailing how it happened in his new book entitled Unwoke.
And the first chapter of the book is on the universities, and I call the universities the Wuhan lab of the woke virus because it's where it started. And we're seeing it at universities all across the country.
Cruz speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Four people wounded, a shooting last evening at a Walmart.
A male shooter entered the Walmart at 3360 Pentagon Boulevard in the city of Beaver Creek, Greene County, Ohio, and began firing shots. In doing so, he injured four victims. The conditions of the victims right now is unknown, as they were all transported to area hospitals.
Beaver Creek, Ohio Police Captain Scott Molnar on WKEF-TV says gunman apparently took his own life after the attack in that Dayton suburb. Watching Wall Street, stocks in the red this morning. The Dow is down 101 points. The Nasdaq, 131 points lower. This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garby, will leave at the end of this year, the third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Virginia Democrat, whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed that she performs on a pornographic website, says she's a victim. Susanna Gibson, who performs with her husband, claims that the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. Gibson says she'll file a lawsuit, ask the FBI to investigate, and plans to seek office again in Virginia. This is SRN News. Well, some ideas if you'll be gifting a gardener this Christmas season.
A hydroponic smart grower lets you grow fresh food indoors year-round without sunlight or soil. More simply, you can get an organic mushroom grow kit in a cardboard box that sits on your kitchen counter. Mist it daily and your mushrooms will be ready in as little as 10 days. Other gardening gift ideas include membership into the American Horticultural Society. That gives you free admission and privileges at more than 350 public gardens and arboretums. John Scott reporting.
No injuries among nine people aboard a Navy plane overshot the runway at a Marine base in Hawaii. A Marine Corps spokesman says the P-8A aircraft went into the water. Another spokesman says Coast Guard responded, but the rescue operations were quickly called off. The P-8A is often used to hunt for submarines, also used for reconnaissance and intelligence gathering. More details, SRNNews.com.